Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
LeBron James continuing to amaze. We've never seen anything like this from a player in his 19th season. He's leading the NBA in scoring now at 30 points a game. Last night, it actually came in a W, so congratulations to LeBron and the Lakers. They went back to his home, Diggs, Cleveland, beat him 131 to 120, and LeBron put up 38 points, 12 dimes, and 11 rebounds. This is not the best 37-year-old season we've ever seen, Rob, because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 1985, led the Lakers to the NBA championship.
Hello.
As a 37-year-old.
Yeah, let the minions know, Chris. Hello.
Led them in rebounding.
Let them know. Let them in they're scoring. Trying to write a narrative that this is, and it ain't.
No, it's not the best 37-year-old. Because Kareem led the Lakers in points, rebounding, blocks, field goal percentage. He was at 60%. And then won the finals MVP when they beat Boston. So that's the greatest 37-year-old season. This is, however, the greatest 19th season or, you know, 19th year for a player in the league that we've ever seen. But LeBron talked after the game, Rob, again, a W over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And here's what he said.
Literally having a time of my life right now. The game is such a beautiful thing. And as long as I'm healthy enough to put on a uniform, I'm going to play with a lot of passion. A lot of energy, give my teammates what they deserve, what they need. And hopefully, like I said, through the rest of the season, I could just stay somewhat injury-free. Obviously, I'm dealing with a few injuries right now. But I'm working through it, and we're working through it.
Rob?
What? Are you kidding me? If I was a Los Angeles Laker fan, I would be irate. Beautiful. The Lakers are suffering through one of their worst seasons. James Worthy said he can never remember the Lakers being this awful. The former Laker who does the post game has been lost for words all year. He's never seen anything like it. And LeBron calls it beautiful because he's averaging 30 points a game. How dare you, LeBron? It's about winning, not compiling stats. Who cares? A beautiful season would mean that the Lakers are leading the Western Conference and LeBron is averaging 5 points. That's beautiful. That's what players should aspire to. Not individual numbers that have no impact. LeBron, what are you talking about? Is this on? I can't believe LeBron is reduced to this. He's a stat sheet stuffer. That's what matters. I want to eat the chicken, not just the stuffing, Chris. I want the chicken.
I have no idea what that means.
You stuff the chicken with stuffing. All right, I want this chicken, which means the team has a great chance in the postseason. The team is playing well enough. When LeBron scores 30 points or plays well, they win. That's not what we've seen. Not at all. Last night was a rarity. It was so much a rarity that we saw a unicorn run across the court after the game. It doesn't happen.
Wow. Craig Melvin will laugh at anything.
That was good. That was Kawhi.
Oh,
my. I'm sorry, Chris. I can't buy into this is beautiful. Yes, if you want to say I feel good and I'm just playing to my potential. But this is beautiful. You're enjoying this. How can you enjoy this when your team stinks? When this has just been a total disaster. And you put this together. We know about AD. We know about Westbrook. This has been a mess. Most Laker fans don't even want to watch. And LeBron thinks it's beautiful. I'm sorry. I'm out.
Rob Parker, I got two words for you. Stop it! And I got two more. Stop hating. Don't make this something it's not. Don't make this, LeBron thinks 31 and 40 is beautiful. LeBron thinks being the 10th seed and being in the play-in is beautiful. He ain't saying that. Stop it. Leave it to me to bring the human element to this, to bring understanding and wisdom to this. I get where LeBron James is coming from. I will admit, when you first hear the statement, it's stunning. It's jarring when he says, I'm having the time of my life right now. But then he continues, the game's such a beautiful thing. Let me read between the lines for you, since some people can't decipher it. LeBron James is 37 years old. LeBron James is in his 19th season. LeBron James has been hurt. He has learned, he has come to the understanding that he needs to appreciate and savor every last moment on the court, win or lose, because this won't last forever. Oh, he wants to play more years. Oh, he wants to play with Bronny. But that's no guarantee. He's seen it. He's been injured more than ever since he's been in LA. So LeBron James, the human being, is saying, man, I love playing this game. I'm just going to enjoy it for what it is. And I want to win, obviously. I'm doing all I can, obviously. And if we don't, I'm not going to let it ruin me. I'm still enjoying being on the court. And here's the other thing. LeBron James is always, since high school and maybe even before high school, been a pass first or at least a pass equal guy. Not gonna, you know, he's looking to pass it, get everybody involved, get assists, not just score as many points as he can. But this year, because of the injury to Anthony Davis, because it has been proven that the more LeBron scores, the better the Lakers have a chance of winning. They're 4-1 when he scores 35 or more. They're 15-16 when he hits 30 or more. Now, that don't sound great, but it's better than when he don't score 30. And so now, I'd say for the first time in his career, LeBron James has taken up a score-first mentality. I'm getting buckets because that's what my team needs. And I'm anybody that's played basketball, it's fun getting buckets. It's fun putting up these numbers. And even though he wants to win, he's got other things to play for as well. I ain't mad that he's chasing down Kareem's scoring record. I ain't mad that he's chasing down Magic's assist mark. I ain't mad that he's probably motivated to defy Father Time. Tom Brady has set a new standard. You play, who knows how long you can play? And LeBron is having fun seeing how far he can push it, how good he can be at an advanced age. So I completely get it. Of course he's disappointed that they're 31-40 or 41, whatever their record is. But he's not going to let it ruin him and make him walk around moping and not enjoy his final seasons in the NBA. And I'm with that. Drop the mic.
I could not disagree more. And as usual, maybe LeBron, who is 16-16 when he scores 30 points, which is not impressive.
Yeah,
LeBron,
but that's better than when LeBron doesn't, Rob.
And LeBron has
done. They got a losing record when he doesn't score 30.
500 for 30 points, Chris.
What when is the record when he
points,
scores less than 30, Rob? Let's do the math.
It would have been better, but I'm just saying he is doing his best Stat Padford impersonation.
Is Trey Young Stat Padding?
In that these stats don't mean anything, Chris.
He can't,
how about making? How about playing some defense? And you're just putting up numbers.
How many 37-year-olds you know that are lockdown defenders, right?
I didn't say lockdown. How about some defense, which he doesn't play? And here's the other part. Of course, he's just putting up numbers because he knows the games don't matter. They've been down by 20 in the first quarter almost every night, Chris. He's playing with no pressure. They're leaving him open. Go ahead. Shoot. The game doesn't matter. They're not coming in.
They're not coming in the flow of the game.
They're down 20.
Really? They won last night.
Most of the games they're down by 20 in the first quarter, and you know it.
Oh, so the game doesn't matter anymore?
No, the games are over. He's just filling the stat sheet.
You're not making sense. They were down big yesterday, and he can't let them on a comeback to win.
That was a rare moment.
About?
I give it to you.
They beat Toronto on Friday. You said it yourself.
And what did they do against Washington in the fourth quarter?
They lost on the second night of a back-to-back.
No team's ever won a back-to-back on the road.
You said it yourself,
I'm
Rob
asking
Parker.
You ain't making sense.
You got a narrative you want to push.
There's no narrative. It's fact. LeBron cares more about stats, not about wins.
I'm going to give you the fact. They're 16-16. You said it out of your own mouth when he scores 30 or more. They're 9-13 when he fails to reach 30 points. So don't tell me what a big difference, Chris. He's trying to win. Really?
Oh, yeah, what a big difference that is.
Do you understand math?
Is that
Can
a
you
big
add
difference?
And subtract?
Oh my God, it's only 4-game different. What an unbelievable stat that is. The bottom line is his points have been meaningless this year. Pile them up, LeBron. They don't matter. They're meaningless. Most have come
no,
when
aren't.
The games don't matter.
If they
yes,
were meaningless, guess what? If they were meaningless, he wouldn't have been showered with praise in Washington when he passed Karl Malone. If they were meaningless, we wouldn't be on a countdown to when he passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So stop it. They're not winning. He's not good enough to carry them anymore like he used to. But does that mean he's loafing? Does that mean he doesn't care? Does Trae Young care? Is Trae Young a stat padder? Because his team ain't winning either. I mean, come on. Is Jokic, they about to fall into the play-in. Does he care? I mean, come on, man.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Chris, is not the money or whatever it is, you know, whatever.
Because what he get, he got 200. It's the biggest guaranteed contract
5 years, $230 million guaranteed.
Right.
Which is
the
fine.
Most guaranteed money ever.
Right. I don't have an issue with what, you're worth what someone's willing to pay you, right? We both agree on that.
Right.
So that's not the issue. It's the idea of circumventing a pending penalty that's coming up with a suspension. If you think you're not going to be suspended and totally exonerated, you don't need to put in some mechanism to
explain what they did, because most people probably don't know.
Yeah, most people don't know. The first year, I think he gets $1.35 million, something like that.
His base salary for this season coming up,
it's just over $1 million.
$230 million contract will be $1 million.
Right.
They reworked the contract where instead of getting his typical $40 million or thereabouts, his base salary is only $1 million. So if he is suspended, that the punishment will come out of the $1 million. He'll lose his base salary for this year or however many games he's suspended.
Right.
Out
if
of that
six
$1
million. Or eight will come out
whereas
of that.
Before,
so,
right.
So it
now
will be minuscule.
If it's $1 million and he gets suspended, Rob, whatever the game number is.
What is $1 million divided by 17? Right.
Well, he'll lose $55,555 per game.
Right.
If he had kept the contract the way it was before he was traded to the Browns and his base salary was $35 million, it would have cost him $1.94 million for every game. So that's the difference.
It's a huge difference. And I think because of the nature of this case as well, I just have a problem with the Browns signing off on this. And I know they're over a barrel. They want the guys, so they want to make them happy. And it probably would have been a deal breaker, Chris. But I still don't think it's right. He got paid his full salary last year without playing a single down. And now with this pending, civil suits and a pending suspension, they basically said, hey, we're smarter than the NFL, so we're going to. I don't know, Chris, why didn't he just ask for a dollar this year so he could have paid the NFL 60 cents? Do you know, like seriously? Would that have been too much of a mockery?
I really think so.
Huh?
I really think that they were like,
what's the difference?
That would have been ridiculous.
What? Why? A million's ridiculous.
I hear you, but it is. I mean, that would have been just totally slapping him in the face. Here's the deal. Like, this is not the first team and player to do this. I believe the Patriots did it with Tom Brady's contract when they were anticipating him being suspended for Deflategate. Check that out, Rob G, but I've heard that. And there have been other times this has happened, so the Browns aren't the only team to do it. Obviously, Deflategate and I don't know what the other
Chris,
situations are.
Chris, this is
but
a that, far more nowhere, serious
yeah,
matter.
Deflategate, of course, is nowhere near
right.
what this was. But you mentioned, first of all, let me go back. Last year, him not playing at all and getting paid, to me, that was ridiculous. He shouldn't have. Rob G, what'd you say?
Was the same thing, Chris.
The Brady thing, okay.
Yeah.
So I thought that was ridiculous. If you don't play, you don't get paid. If
he
you're
got
not
paid
willing
his whole
to
salary.
Pay. Right. If you want to sit out, so be it. But you're not getting paid. And these leagues, need to institute language in their contracts from the NBA to Major League Baseball,
football,
all across the board. And, you know, Rob, we're both generally guys that are on the player side. But this is
ludicrous. No doubt about
it. They're taking advantage of a situation. And if you aren't, like Ben Simmons, if you don't want to play, I know he's hurt now, but he wasn't.
But if you don't play, you don't get paid.
Right. And you can sit out and demand a trade. That's your right. But you're not going to get paid. You go away from the team. We'll call you when we get you traded. And then you'll start getting paid when you play.
And Chris, you remember when Ben Simmons showed up to camp when they held that check? You remember the $8 million check that was due him? That's when he showed up.
And rightly so. And so I agree with you, Rob. But I don't blame the Browns. I blame the league for allowing this. And maybe that's something they'll address in the next collective bargaining. But you're right. Like, the Browns are just, they are taking it. And Deshaun, he had him, like you said, they wanted him.
Right. And now they had him
clearly willing to do whatever, right? They gave him all the guaranteed money, Chris, right? In the NFL. I mean, look, and we know innocent till proven guilty. Obviously, when it's 22 women to
one. No one said he was guilty, but
it does make it a little harder to believe. There's no doubt about that.
And the nature of what happened, Chris, this isn't like some rules infraction or something where the team says, hey, Tom, you know, like even in baseball, Chris, if the manager goes out and yells at the umpire, the team will usually pay the fine, right? Because you're out there on our behalf. The manager's not just going crazy on his own volition, right? It's about the team, and the umpire made a bad call. So I get that, and the same thing when you talk about rule infractions and the air in the ball, and there's ball boys involved, and Tom's not doing it, but he might have instructed them to do it. So I could see where a team is saying, it ain't all the way on you, you know what I mean? But in this case, for the Browns to go along with this, I just have a problem with it. I just do.
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun Watson, and again, hopefully the truth comes out, but he's come out of this thing like incredibly. I mean, obviously his reputation is smeared. But yeah, I mean, he's got a better contract. He got the trade, which he was demanding. And
he's not going to be fined heavily.
Even if he gets suspended, he's all right. He's only going to have to pay a slap on the wrist. So I think the league should. I mean, heck, the Browns went this far, Rob. Once you're giving up your first-round draft pick quarterback, you're paying him the highest contract in NFL history as far as guaranteed money. Well, I'm not surprised they went another step further with this restructuring of the contract. I'm just looking at the league like they need to put things in place where you just can't do it. Because really, it ultimately amounts to him really not being punished.
Right. And what I would do, Chris, if I'm the league, I would say the 5-year contract and your average game check over the 5-year contract, your total contract, so 17 times 5, right, divided by the $230 million, and that's what your per game is so that people can't do that. That's what, moving forward, that's how you're penalized, not based on, especially, Chris, guaranteed money. Like, you can't punish a guy and take money that he's not guaranteed to get.
Right.
But in Deshaun Watson's case, he's guaranteed to get every nickel. So I can take the 230 and prorate it per 17 games times 5 or whatever, and that is what the penalty is. And I just think that the league, I'm with you, the league should step in on this and not allow it, because these were some serious things that went on. These are serious. They really are. And they might not be criminal charges, Chris, but the NFL doesn't even need criminal. You don't have to be found guilty in a court of law to be suspended by the
Ezekiel
league.
Ezekiel Elliott suspended 6 games.
He pulled the woman's top down, Chris.
Yep. And Rob, here's another thing with the Browns. The investigation, right? They came out, we investigated extensively.
Yes, due diligence.
We left no stone unturned. We were concerned. We wanted to find out what we were dealing with. What? We wanted to get to the bottom of the matter. And they didn't even interview or talk to the lawyer for the women, Tony Busby. Didn't talk to any of the women. And what it tells you, and look, first of all, this investigation, when I saw that, I was like, okay, like, they're not going to do a better, more thorough investigation than the courts system or the police. They're not, or even the lawyers on each side. They're, what are they going to do that these other authorities aren't doing? That's number one. Number two, what they wanted to do is they knew what the women would have said. They knew what Tony Busby would have said. It wouldn't have been pretty. And now, whether you think it's true, I mean, obviously that remains to be determined. But it would not have been pretty. It would have cast him in a bad light, Deshaun Watson. What they wanted to do instead of that, Rob, instead of hearing from the victims or so-called victims, alleged victims, they wanted to sit down with Deshaun Watson and see what kind of vibe they got from him. That's really what they wanted. Like, it, do we feel like this is a guy we can work with? Do we feel like this is a guy, like, they basically want to feel him out? And Rob, you know this. Deshaun Watson's reputation before all this
was impeccable. Spotless. Yep.
Absolutely. Like, it was, I mean, that was actually part of his brand, that he was such a high character guy. And so I'm sure he was great in their interview or meeting or whatever it was. And that, but that, that's all they wanted, Rob. And they wanted to say, look, this stuff off the field, the authorities will take care of that. We'll deal with it when we have to with the league and the suspension. But when this guy's back and he's able to play and all of that is behind him, is he a leader? Is he a guy that we want to lead our team and our franchise? And that's really, I'm sure that's what the extensive investigation was about. It wasn't about, you know what, finding Chris, out, you know, about the women.
What's strange is, look at Trevor Bauer, who went through something similar. Not now, his the injuries on the women, on that woman, was just hard to look at. Okay, just it was, whether this is what she was into or whatever. I don't want to get into that part. I'm just gonna say, he was put on administrative leave from baseball. Chris, here we are, spring training, opening day is 2 weeks away. He's still not playing. Still not with a team. Now, he's getting paid, right? His contract. Last season, he got paid.
He's still getting all that money because he just signed.
He was the highest paid player in the league last year, Chris.
He's getting all that money.
And hadn't played. He doesn't have a home to play. And I'll say this.
He getting paid this year?
Well, once they don't get paid until the season starts.
But yeah, once they,
the Dodgers are on the hook, Chris. The Dodgers are on the hook. He's going to get every dime. My only thing is, I think baseball's being unfair. You got to make a decision, Chris. You can't string the guy in any longer. Do you know what I mean?
If there's a suspension, not being unfair to him.
Fine.
Huh? He's getting his money. Shoot.
No, I know, but you got to make a decision.
I get it. He wants to play, but it's a long time. To make a decision.
That's all I'm saying, Chris. There's a suspension coming. What's the suspension? Give it to him.
Yeah,
you got to do it.
I agree. But so we want your view. The Deshaun Watson thing, obviously, is tough. And like I've said before, you know, somewhat out of necessity, Rob, I've just learned to divorce what these dudes do. And it's not just athletes, but off the field.
Right, right.
Or away from the job. And because you almost got to in so many circumstances.
Chris, otherwise you can't operate.
Right. But Rob, I think, is right. That was his trash talk today. It's just, you can't let, I mean, Deshaun Watson has already been rewarded tremendously. If he, let's say Robbie's suspended for 8 games and he were to lose, typically he were going to lose, say, $17 or $18 million, right?
Right.
That would be fair for sure. But it also, let's just keep it real. For a guy that's got $230 million guaranteed coming his way, even that is a slap on the wrist.
Yep.
It's like Kyrie. He's standing on his principles and he's costing himself $18 million.
He's losing half of his salary, right?
But he's still getting $17 million this year and has made hundreds of millions already. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, even a stern punishment for this situation, the dude is still, you know, wealthy beyond his wildest dreams.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in Season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with Season 2 because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
All right, Rob, let's go to the NBA. And an interesting story in Indiana, a game between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Indiana Pacers turned ugly when Yusef Nurkic, who plays for the Blazers, who's injured, he's not even playing. He's just on the bench in street clothes. And he got into it with a fan, and nothing violent or physical, thankfully. But after the game, Nurkic rolled up on the fan, walked up to him, took his cell phone, and threw it. And the NBA has fined him $40,000. Now, Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, friend of the show, he reported this, Rob, that the fan, and the fan was looked like a teenage boy. It looked like he was maybe 17 years old or something. According to Haynes, the fan allegedly shouted, "Your mom is trash," at Nurkic, and called his mother the B word. Now, Nurkic's mother, called his grandmother the B word. Nurkic's grandmother, Rob, died from COVID last year. 2020, 2 years ago. And, you know, does that explain why I reacted that way? I don't know. But this is an interesting situation. Now, let me say this. I understand fully Nurkic doing what he did. Obviously, dude, talking about your mother, you know, Rob, you talk about all you had to say right. was your mama.
Don't and talk that's, about that shit. Don't talk right. about my mama.
Right. And then the grandmother who had died. I do think, however, the NBA did the right thing. They had to fine him because you just can't have players, almost no matter what the fans say, you can't have players rolling up and, you know, confronting fans like
100%,
that.
100%, Chris.
Yeah.
100%.
You can have the league deal with the fans if they say stuff that's out of bounds, but you can't have players kind of taking that justice into their own hands because it could just get too ugly. And what I think, Rob, is that the NBA, now we have this video out there of the kid, and he's a kid. I don't know, 16, 17 years old, maybe a little older. I don't know that I give a lifetime suspension or ban from the field house, but several years, maybe 5 years, they should do to him. He should get some type of punishment too, because I think he did cross the line.
Yeah. I mean, you got to stop fans from being crazy. And just because you pay for a ticket, you can't say anything, Chris. I mean, booing is fine. Heckling, as long as it's clean and it's not racist or anything, that's fine. If fans cross the line, then there should be a way of keeping them out of the arena.
Right, right. What do you think about with the league? I mean,
well, the league, I'll say this. You have to, Chris, from this standpoint. I can remember when the Malice in the Palace, which I did not go to, I missed. I had a speaking engagement, and I missed the whole thing. I watched it, and you know, and I remember right after that, if you remember, John Saunders was on. Do you remember that post game, Chris, after that?
Well, my wife and I must have been out on a date or something. We were in the hotel lobby.
It was a Friday night.
I remember being in New York City in the hotel lobby. And I remember seeing Saunders, and I remember seeing Stephen A. on the show. And, you know, I can't remember exactly what they were saying at that point. But, yeah, I remember kind of watching that. That might have been when it was Saunders, Stephen A., maybe Legler and Greg Anthony.
Yeah, no, that's exactly who was on it. Okay. That's exactly because I watched it, and John Saunders was kind of blaming the fans and said he didn't blame him and Stephen A. And they were all saying
Saunders was saying he didn't blame the players.
Yes, Chris, it was, and of course, if you Google that. They all apologized. ESPN had them apologize the next day because you just can't
all
have
all of
that.
Them went there.
All of them went there. I know Stephen A. did, and I know John Saunders did. I don't remember exactly Legler's comments. I mean, if John Saunders use the S word. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
The four-letter S word?
With a Y on it. Calling, like, guys the S word with a Y. But he used that term on the air.
Oh, I know. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He used that on the
air. Or if they didn't. For those that didn't
like for
go
the,
after
for,
the fans.
For the fans being that word for
right.
doing what they for throwing a beer.
I mean,
you
look,
know what
the fans were wrong.
No. I'm not. All
but,
I'm saying
and you know,
is
I know you know that. But it,
yeah,
it's
the
just
fans
a matter,
were wrong. But you can't go into the
yeah.
stands. You can't throw chairs. What if a 4-year-old boy got hit by a chair thrown into the crowd
right.
by a player?
Right.
Like
absolutely.
You can't have it.
What if even and look. If you're a player sitting on the court or, you know, on your bench, and let's say a fan yells the N-word or something, and you run up there. Now, we understand why you're upset and all that, but you run up there and you confront him and you guys get in a fight, and then maybe he's with some friends and they jump in, and now your teammates jump in, and now fans are, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it isn't fair. We get it. Like, this dude said that. You should be able to deal with it. But because of the circumstances, you have to let the league deal with it. Ban that fan for life or whatever, but you can't have players taking this into their own hands because you could see something like the malice in the palace again, Rob, and it could be worse.
Absolutely.
You could see people really getting hurt.
That's what you can't have. And they were fortunate, Chris, with chairs
being
thrown.
They really were. Because was anybody major, were there any major injuries?
Not really, but I always feared that, God forbid, can you imagine a chair was thrown into the crowd and a little boy or girl was killed, Chris? You know what I mean? Or brain damage from being hit by a chair thrown in the league would be, you know what a league would be?
Right.
Like
right.
that's why it can't happen. And if somebody is foul or does something, you need to say, point them out, let security handle it, but you can't handle it yourself. You just can't.
And I think most players know that. I mean, we've seen it with LeBron. Remember, it was, I don't know, a month and a half ago. Was it LeBron and Melo or one or the other? One of them got a fan ejected. Melo. Got him kicked out of the arena, you know, and that's how you deal with it. I'm sure Melo may have wanted to do something more, but you just got to be smart and look, let the league deal with it. Get this guy out of the arena. And look, to Nurkic's credit, he didn't roll up on the guy. Like, he didn't bum rush him. He didn't run at him. He just walked up calmly and took his phone and threw it and then walked away. And the kid was, like, saying something to him. So Nurkic was, I mean, again, I'm not saying you got to throw the kid's phone, but, you know, he was under control. But you just can't leave any place for this, Rob. Like, it just is what it is, because something really bad could happen if you start letting players and winking at players, you know,
can't do
doing
it.
Stuff like this. Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of, I know it sounds unfair. Oh, that's not right or whatever. But there's just too many things that could happen.
Absolutely.
And you remember in the Malice for the Palace, Chris, a couple of fans came down on the field, on the court, and they got decked. You remember? Who was it?
Was it
the center?
Hit somebody. Or Jermaine O'Neal?
O'Neal. Oh, Jermaine O'Neal decked somebody.
Right.
Yeah, but he was, fans are coming on the court.
At that point, it's all...
He's
you
protecting
know, you're just
himself.
Protecting yourself, right?
Right.
At that point.
And nothing. I don't think anything bad happened to Jermaine O'Neal because the player was on the court near the bench, so he doesn't know what the guy's doing.
Yeah, I mean, if it got to a point where it's just an all out brawl, I mean, you at that point you're just protecting yourself, but obviously you have to keep it away from getting to that point. And again, Rob, players have been, for the most part, we've seen these incidents with fans here and there yelling stuff that was inappropriate. And players have been cool. They've just been like, look, get them out of here or said something to them. So they've maintained their cool for the most part, but you just don't want anything like that to happen. So the league was right. But I do hope, Rob, the Pacers deal with this fan. And again, it's a kid. I'm not saying it's got to be a lifetime ban, but maybe a 5-year ban or something like that. But you got to send a strong message to fans too, so that they stop doing this. And Indiana, Rob, like Detroit, you know, Detroit was one of those cities that had a reputation, Rob, for the fans really getting after the opposing players. They would sit right behind the bench. I remember going there with the Cavs, going there with the Knicks and the Nets, and the fans behind the bench would just be, I mean, I don't remember hearing anything out of bounds, but they would be harsh. And Indiana has a reputation for, you know, really going hard at players. And so we'll see if they, you know, do anything with that fan.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.